Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're at 75 degrees.
The streak of beautiful weather continues, mostly sunny the rest of today, high near 77.
Well, for the first time since the war ended, U.S. warplanes dropping bombs on Iraq, targeting Sunni militants who have taken over areas of the country. Jared Halperin following the story.
A pair of F-A-18 jets dropped 500-pound bombs on artillery in the truck towing it. The first U.S. airstrike on the Islamic militant group making gains in northern Iraq.
When the lives of American citizens are at risk, we will take action. That's my responsibility as Commander-in-Chief.
President Obama giving the green light for targeted airstrikes near the city of Erbil, the Kurdish capital. It's also where U.S. diplomats, civilians, and military personnel are based. Despite the air power, President Obama insists no combat troops will return to the fight in Iraq. The Pentagon hasn't even named this operation, further suggesting a limited engagement. At the White House, Jared Halperin, Fox News Radio.
Closer to home, a fire extensively damaged the field house at Green Bay Preble High School early this morning. One staff member got a look at the damage once it was put out.
All I can tell is the bleachers on the side closest to the school are just gone.
Fire crews were called to the scene around 1:30, and when they arrived, they noticed heavy smoke coming out of the structure. No injuries were reported. District Facilities Director Mike Stengel says they are now looking at surveillance video to see if this was an accident or something intentional.
In the process of reviewing that video, to determine if the smoke set off the intrusion alarms or if it was something else.
Summer school classes and other activities scheduled at the school for today have been canceled.
Well, the race to replace Steve Costell as the 27th Assembly District Representative has three people running in a Republican primary on Tuesday. One of them is Jackie Jarvis, Plymouth City Council member and former City of Sheboygan Development Director. On Sheboygan's Morning News, she said her past experiences make her a good fit for the state political office, along with the need for cooperation between the political parties.
I think we need to reach out to our political opponents and engage them, not just debate them, but to find common ground and focus on solutions rather than positions.
As elected to the Assembly, Jarvis said her focus will be on improving the state's business climate along with cutting more waste from the state budget so funding for necessary items like local road maintenance can be increased.
We need to put more funding towards our schools, our job training programs, and funding for critical community services like police and fire protection.
Jarvis, who was on Sheboygan's Morning News this morning, faces Daryl Carlson and Tyler Vorpoggle in the August 12th primary.
Legislative candidates set a fundraising record in the first half of this year, and most of that money goes to incumbents. Candidates already in office hold an 8-to-1 cash advantage over their challengers, that according to a new report by a government watchdog group.
So when it comes election time, they get to do almost all the advertising. They do most of the talking. Their messages get out to voters. Their challengers are barely heard from. It's that sort of unlevel playing field that ends up putting them in a really commanding position.
Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says it's a real challenge for an unknown politician to unseat an incumbent because of the relative ease at which a well-known office holder can raise campaign cash.
Well, the Racine County District Attorney's Office has now charged a 15-year-old boy with murder and robbery for the late July shooting death of a 19-year-old on the city's north side. D.A. Rich Schipetti said police were tipped off to an online rap video with gang slang in which the teen bragged about the shooting and displayed a gun belonging to the victim.
When I came home, she had just
followed up on it and were able to identify that he had placed this rap video online. Obviously, any time that we have a homicide, it's concerning, clearly. I'm very concerned that we have this type of violence from someone this young.
The victim's older sister said her brother had come back for a friend's funeral, didn't deserve what happened, the criminal complaint indicating he was shot in the head.
Hawaii's Big Island is getting hammered by rain from Tropical Storm Ezell. More than 1,200 people have had to be evacuated from their homes due to the storm. Hawaii Electric Light Company is reporting about 5,000 customers without power. Meanwhile, Hurricane Julio to the east of Hawaii is now a Category 3 storm, but it's now expected to track north of the Hawaiian Islands.
Man from Milwaukee has been awarded $500,000 in connection with a lawsuit over illegal strip searches. We get more from Eric Griller.
The case is the first of several federal lawsuits contending Milwaukee police performed illegal strip searches. The jury ruled Thursday that the alleged strip search of Leo Hardy was legal, but added police didn't have a reason to stop him in the first place. Hardy's lawyer, Robin Shellow, considers the split verdict a big victory.
This is about the Milwaukee police terrorizing men of color in this community by stopping them and doing whatever the hell they please with them.
More than 60 similar cases are still pending. Mayor Barrett says he doesn't even want to think about how much the lawsuits could eventually cost.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
One person was injured in a two-vehicle accident outside the Ostoff Resort in Elkhart Lake this morning. Elkhart Lake Police Chief Michael Musin says the accident occurred around 8 a.m. when a vehicle struck a parked vehicle and rolled onto its side. The driver of that vehicle was assisted out by responding personnel and treated for injuries believed to be non-life-threatening. Musin says the accident is under investigation, but believes it was caused by inattentive driving.
Now, in the event you missed any of our stories this noon or at times are unable to listen, the entire newscast, as usual, is posted on our website, WHBL.com, under podcasts. How about that forecast, Rusty?
It's a similar story from the past few days, and through the weekend, mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s today. Tomorrow, maybe cracking 80 in Sheboygan on Sunday.
Ooh, nice weekend. Currently, we are at 76 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.